following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
A message to all of you who don't have blazing foot speed and supernatural strength. You're probably not going to get a football scholarship. But you do have a chance to win some tuition this college football season in Dr. Pepper's $1 million tuition giveaway. Go to drpepper.com. Tell us why you should be one of the winners. There's nothing like a free ride. There's nothing like a pepper. No purchase necessary. Go to drpepper.com for details.
Information is power.
It's valuable.
Mid-sized businesses rely on it.
Because we are the engines of a smarter planet.
We need data to be stored and secure.
We need easy access to it. From anywhere, anytime.
Introducing cloud-based backup, managed by IBM.
It provides enterprise-level protection.
Without the added costs.
That's smarter business on a smarter planet.
Services start at under $3 per user per month. Visit ibm.com/backup. Prices are subject to change by IBM without notice.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loperlink and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on the program as we are live at Schroeder's Smoke Booze at the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island as we bring you a Wednesday Husker Lunch. We invite you to come out and join us just before noon today. Come in and enjoy some outstanding Schroeder's food and hear from Sean Callahan, as he will be here from HuskersIllustrated.com to break down the Texas game, answer all your questions, preview Oklahoma State, answer all your questions. I imagine there's a few questions to be answered. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis here in Grand Island at Schroeder's Smoke Foods. And Tony, more Husker talk going on today. And, you know, I guess you can say what you want. There's still some dipsticks out there. Yeah, who wants McFoot and Niles Paul? Hey, Tool. How much Division I football did you play? Division II NAIA. Yeah, you're good. Heckle the kid. Yep, that'll help.
Yeah, everybody's, I think, probably trying about as hard as they can try it. I heard that comment in the from the club seating on the Saturday. Oh, they're not trying hard enough.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's the problem. That's the main problem. Well, they're not trying hard enough. You know, yeah, you got to take a step back. Remove yourself. Your emotions run high on Saturday, especially with a game like Texas, but let's be honest. Take a step back. Everybody's going to regroup. Everybody's going to refocus this Saturday. Very, very difficult task at hand. 6-0 Cowboys in Stillwater on their home field where we have not won since 1995. That's still a remarkable statistic to me to think that the Oklahoma State Cowboys, yeah, they've been up, they've been up in the top 10, I guess, over the last 5 years at times. But really, 1995, the last time this team has we've beaten them down at their place. But it's not a 100,000 seat stadium with all this noise. Like 55,000, I think, since they've redone the stadium down there. This place holds. I'll be real interested to see Nebraska comes back and how Taylor Martinez responds. So ask that question. Don't ask Bo Pelini. You just October's not a very good month for you.
Moron. Moron. John Watson did talk about it yesterday and obviously gave the standard answer. He's bouncing back. He'll be fine. He's a young man. He's still young. He'll do what he has to do. And we'll talk with Sean Callahan towards the end of the show. Before we turn him over to the folks here at Schroeder Smoke Food, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report will join us on Wednesday, as he always does. We'll get to your emails, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But right now, it's time for our Wednesday Loper Link. Find out what's going on with UNK Athletics by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by a new sponsor, the Loper Link, brought to you by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. And we welcome Garrett Tire on. Our tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. And for more information on Garrett Tires and Appliances, log on to GarrettTire.com or GarrettAppliance.com. And this week, the Lopers are starting to wind things down. The volleyball team, one game. It's on the road. The soccer team, the rest of their games, on the road. The UNK football team will be at home against New Mexico Highlands at 1 o'clock. And the cross-country team is doing some good things. The men have been nationally ranked there all season, just ranked 18th. Got that here in the last 15 minutes. So they're down a couple of spots. And to tell us what all is going on there, and with the high school cross-country meet coming up this weekend, Brady Bonsall joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're doing good. I'll tell you what. They haven't had to run the slush and the snow and the ice yet. Your kids have to be loving this ball just like everybody else is, and maybe that is going to give you some times to shoot for next season. The kids probably doing real well with this kind of weather.
Yeah, the weather's been pretty good from a racing standpoint. If anything, a little warm from a practice standpoint. We've had a few too many 80 and 90 degree days to train at, and, you know, 4 in the afternoon. But from a racing, you know, we race on Saturday mornings typically. So, yeah, we've had some really good weather to compete in.
Brady, what does it do for the University of Nebraska-Kearney program when you get the biggest meet of the year held in Kearney? You get the state meet held in Kearney. Does that help you guys at all and bring a little bit more exposure to your team maybe?
Oh, I think it does. You know, when a typical high school cross-country kid in the state of Nebraska thinks of the biggest meet of the year, they think of being at UNK's campus. And going and accepting that state medal down at the Health and Sports Center there in the basketball arena. And, yeah, I think it definitely brings to mind UNK. It's amazing how many kids you talk to and you say, hey, now tell me what you know about UNK besides state cross country meet, you know. And some of them have been here and some haven't, but at least they have that experience to relate to, and for the really good ones, it's usually a pretty good experience.
Brady Bonsall joins us here on our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show. UNK cross country coach Brady, where are we at in the season and what's still to come here on the college front before we start breaking down the team and the individuals? Where are you at? How pleased have you been with the way the kids have been performing?
Yeah, our season has shifted a little later this year. In Division II, they do these sports festivals, and this year it's a fall sports festival, and where volleyball and soccer and cross-country will all have their national championships in Louisville on the same weekend, the first weekend of December. And the last time they did that for the fall, they made those sports shorten their season by a couple weeks. And this year they made cross-country lengthen their season by a couple weeks. So we got a late start. Usually this weekend is our conference meet, and we're still about 2.5 weeks out from that. And the regional meet won't even be until the Saturday prior to Thanksgiving. So we basically finished up sort of the regular season portion, I guess. Now it's more the championship part of the season. We'll have, 2.5 weeks from now will be the conference meet in lovely Las Vegas, New Mexico, and then we'll have the regional meet up in Wayne 2 weeks after that.
Brady, I guess there's really no off time for cross country because once the season's over there, the kids go to the longer distance indoor, and then they're back outdoor track and doing things like that. What part of the year do you guys take off?
They get 2 weeks off after the outdoor season. Following cross country, we typically don't meet for a week, and in that time, it's not that they don't run at all, but it definitely is sort of a recovery-oriented week. So that week right after cross is a little bit of a down week, and then, like I said, they take 2 weeks off after the outdoor season, but then you turn right around and start getting ready for cross.
We're talking with Brady Bonsall, the track coach, cross country coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. As you said, you get to go all the way out to Highlands to run, but then not too far up the road to go to Wayne. How are things stacking up for your team? Who has been shining so far for you this season and you're expecting good things from in a couple, 3 weeks?
You know, our women's team as a whole is much improved over the last couple of years. My first year here 3 years ago, we had a really solid women's team going to the national meet by one place, but the top 5 runners were all seniors that year. And so we were really starting over because the year after that, I think 8 of our top 9 runners were freshmen. And so now those freshmen are juniors, and so we've got 3 juniors in our top 7, and then actually have a pretty solid freshman class this year. Much improved group. Brooke Harris is running really well. Amy Long missed our first couple meets. She's been our number 1 since she was a freshman, and she ran her first race down at Hayes the other day. And so that's a team that's not currently ranked in the top 10 in the region, but I'm pretty sure if they had that really right day at the regional meet, could place as high as 6th or 7th. The men's team, on the men's side, 5 teams from our region will qualify for the national meet. Perennially, this is by far the toughest region in Division II. There's some regions that only get two or three qualifiers. But five will come from our region. Our men are ranked sixth currently. But we're ranked 18th in the country, but just sixth in the region. Al Sinabri and Tanner Fruit are just running at an All-American level right now. Both those guys, if they're able to, whether it's from the team or from an individual standpoint, if those two are able to compete at the national meet, they're both more than capable of being All-Americans. The way Tanner and Al have both been running, if you just look, granted, like you said earlier, we've had good weather, so then it's kind of hard to compare, but you look at what other people have run on those same courses previously, whether former UNK athletes or just people in general from other schools, they're running pretty well.
Brady Bonds will join us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brady, I think we've talked about this maybe even on air before. I know we've talked about it off the air. There's a sense of, I don't know if frustration is the right word here, but when you're one of the top 20 programs in the country, yet the region you're in is the top six, yeah, you want to be recognized and get to one of the top programs in the country, but you guys have done that. You have built things up, yet you're in such a, it'd be like playing in the ACC with Duke and North Carolina all the time. They're always number one and two, and you're trying to get up into that top echelon, and to get into the top echelon regionally, you're going to have to be in the top echelon nationally. I guess how tough is it to build from, you know, where UNK was and then take it all the way to the national prominence when it's tough just to crack the kids and get them into those regionals and get them into the nationals?
Sure, yeah. You know, there is a balance to that. I think one of the things that really intrigued me about coming to Kearney when I came here was the competition level of our conference. The RMAC conference is far and away the best distance conference in Division II. So the competition level of the conference in the region is part of the reason I came here, and that's what I talk to kids about. I don't shy away from talking to them about that. Sometimes it is hard when it's, man, we haven't gone to nationals, or when you haven't seen it yet, do you really believe it, that you can actually do it? Well, I think our guys, they know from an intellectual standpoint, they know that they're good enough to be there, but do they really believe that they're going to get there? I don't know yet. We'll see as the season goes along, and we'll see the look they have in their eyes the day of the regional meet.
Tony touched on it. The state cross-country meet is this Friday at the Kearney Country Club. I'm not sure that everybody's aware that your team actually does a lot of work out there. What all do you have to do before the meet and during the meet to help the UNK pull this off?
Yeah, you know, we basically, my primary responsibility is just the course setup. So we were out at the Country Club yesterday painting the line for the course, and tomorrow we'll be out there all day just putting up all kinds of fencing and the finish line area and sound system and those sorts of things. Our athletes are very involved in that. It's a big community service project for them, both the UNK invite and the state meet, because these are really big events for the town of Kearney. You know, whether it's people coming and staying in hotels or shopping or staying and eating after the meet in restaurants, and so the business they bring in is big. But it's just a great event. Like you said earlier, it's good recruiting, not just for future student athletes, but just for future students to UNK. It's good, just brings a lot of notoriety to the city of Kearney, I guess.
Brady, thanks for giving us a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and best of luck as you guys wrap up your season and head towards nationals.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Brady. He is the head cross-country coach, track coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. As we said, most of the activity going on the road, but there is a little for football at home on Saturday against a New Mexico Highlands team that is in a weird situation. Daryl Morris talked about that. Their head coach is on a leave.
Medical.
And they're really not talking about what that's all about. Their football team is kind of, they don't know who's in charge. And it's going to be a tough one for Highlands, and UNK has their own focus, what they're trying to do, and get on to the next level and make the playoffs and get even farther than they did last year. So go out and root on the Lopers. 1 o'clock kickoff. They're starting to get healthy, and it's always fun. There's only a couple of home games left. Hopefully, maybe a playoff game at home next month.
Yeah, that'd be really exciting, again, for this program. Now, you go back to that cross-country deal. It's kind of like the golfer that wants to, you know, he's 18 handicap, and he wants to work his butt off. He wants to become a 10 handicap. That's attainable. But once you become a 10 handicap, you know, that next level, to get to the 3 or the 4, you know, that's what the cross-country team's trying to do there. They're trying to make that next step up to compete with the big boys, and they're on the verge of that. And I think they're doing some good things. They're doing it right. But all the big boys are in your same region, too.
Well, yeah, you're trying to get off the nationwide tour and get to the big tour, and then once you get to the big tour, then you got to beat Phil and Tiger and, and the big boys up there. One other thing, and we'll move on here, the Loper Link brought to you by our friends at Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance. Their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires and their appliances, you can log on to GarrettTire.com. And brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors. The reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. One of the, you know, one of the events that I wish would find a spot here if you're a golf fan is the PGA Grand Slam, which you never seem to know when it is, and it's going on now. They played yesterday and they play today. They're playing down in Bermuda. And the initial thought here is they started in Hawaii and they've moved it around a little bit, and it was always later in the season. It was right around Thanksgiving, maybe like I think it was the Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving, then they had the Skins game over the weekend after Thanksgiving. And both of those events have just turned into real stinkers. It's not what it used to be, and obviously that's because of the money. Those were events that the guys that earned it would come out and then make some real money. And the Grand Slam was supposed to have the four major winners. Well, when Tiger Woods was winning three or two or four of those, then they had to find a replacement to make a foursome out there, and then it just became too easy to do that. You've got Graham McDowell, who won the U.S. Open, and Martin Keimer, who won the PGA. But Phil Mickelson elected not to play the Masters champion, and Louis Oosthuizen, who won the British Open, actually is hurt. He hurt his foot. He's got some ligament pulls, tears, whatever it is. So I can understand that. I just wish if you're going to – the PGA needs to decide. If we're going to have the event, it's mandatory that you play in it. And if you fake some kind of an injury, you will be fined. Just like the All-Star games that are going on out there.
You got to be in it.
Well, yeah. And if you're not if the guys don't want to play it, then let's not have it. Let's not just make fun of the sport. Same way with the Skins game. If it's ran its course and it's over, so be it. It's over. I don't think you get quite the viewership or the attendance as you used to do. I mean, when it used to be Jack and Arnold and Lee and whoever, fill in the blank, it's just not the same anymore. You can't get Tiger and Phil and Lee Westwood. I mean, imagine that if you had a Skins game with those guys who probably wouldn't talk to each other a whole lot.
Well, you kind of go back just not all that long ago to the Battle of Bighorn, and that, you know, they put up the lights and everybody kind of tuned in that night. After the first one or two of those, it just kind of wore off. I don't think the interest was there anymore.
Well, it hurt, too, that they didn't get to the final few holes. You know, there's nothing you can do about that. The format closed it out on the 14th, 15th hole, and then they had fill time. It is what it is. They've tried a variety of events, and I don't think any of those are working anymore. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Hey, also with this Saturday's football game at UNK, it's the annual Take a Kid to the Game promotion. It's an NCAA nationwide promotion. All kids 18 and under can attend the football game for free with the purchase of a ticket by an adult. Kickoff set for 1 o'clock. The Loper Zone will be open. Kids' activities everywhere. You can get your kids' photos taken with Louie the Loper. Bring your child down to the turf and help welcome the Lopers onto the field for the start of the game. Let's face it, if you're a little kid and you get to be on the football field, it doesn't matter what. That's awesome. Also, there's autograph signing by members of the team after the game, face painting, all kinds of things going on, and it's all free for Take a Kid to the Game this Saturday for UNK and New Mexico Highlands. We're going to take a break. We are at Schroeder Smoke Foods, Grand Island, as we're getting ready for our weekly Husker lunch. Come out and join us. Love to have you on hand. Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated will be here, and he'll be talking about where the Huskers are, where they go from here. Was it a disaster on Saturday that's going to continue to rear its ugly head, or will Nebraska go out, and if they play what they're capable, roll the next couple opponents like they need to in Oklahoma State and Missouri, get wins, and get back on track and headed towards the Big 12 championship? He'll discuss that, answer all your questions. Great specials here as well at Schroeder's Smoke Foods. Coming up, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. We'll be right back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
From the professional sports team to the friendly contractor down the block, For companies big and small, it's the uniform that makes your team stand out and be noticed. And when you think of the uniform, the only name you need is CentOS. The CentOS Uniform Rental Program takes all the guesswork out of your company's clothing needs. Your employees don't have the hassle of shopping for the uniform, washing the uniform, or repairing the uniform. CentOS does it all. Now CentOS has made the uniform even better. CentOS and Carhartt have partnered together to bring you an exclusive offering. Your workers can enjoy the quality and durability of Carhartt apparel with all the benefits a CentOS program provides. You wear Carhartt to work, CentOS does the laundry. Carhartt rental workwear, only from CentOS. To discover how easy it is to get started, go to CentOS.com. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
It's a Major League Baseball doubleheader today on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There's a shot deep to right field toward the corner. Back is Swisher. Goodbye. A two-run homer for Josh Hamilton.
Yankees-Rangers followed by Giants-Phillies.
Fly ball well hit. Deep right center field. Ross is back. It's over his head and off the wall. This is going to score three runs. Rollins with a three-run double.
Coverage begins today at 2.
We'll see sunny skies across the area through the day today with high temperatures in the upper 70s. Winds will also stay to the west-northwest at about 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies will then remain clear tonight with a low of 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Hey, we're pleased to welcome Andy from Midway to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and welcome Midway on. Midway, a solid dealership, and has done so much for Central Nebraska and Kearney over the last few years, and we've heard them all over our airways. But Andy, we're just pleased to have you on the show today. Welcome in. Great to have you.
Hey, it's my pleasure, guys. I appreciate you having us out here and all your guys' sponsorship and how you work with us. It really does mean a lot.
We only talk big things on this show, Daddy. Only big things, and obviously something must be going on at Midway this week.
Well, certainly, and after last week in the Nebraska football game, you want something else to be going on to take your mind off of it. Andy, a little something going on.
Absolutely, guys. I'll tell you what. We don't have to worry about no Oklahoma State game this weekend. What we have is the 96-hour Ram truck event going on at the Jeep Chrysler Dodge store. We are talking 0% money and $4,000 off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday. And we're also going to go ahead and throw in some specials on vans, but you're going to have to come down to see it.
This is no trick-or-treating. We don't have to worry about Halloween. This is the real deal here, and it's truck month as well.
Yeah, that's the big thing right now. I know that there's a lot of guys probably sitting out, riding around in semis or tractors, or just driving down the road right now. And I'll tell you what, you guys are tuning in to Doug and Daddy. You come on down to Jeep Chrysler Dodge or to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and you ask Andy, say, hey, I want that deal that Doug and Daddy can get because we want to save some money.
Andy, I'm talking not and or. No, it's the 0% and the $4,000 off, Andy.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times when you hear this stuff on the radio, they say 0% money or your big rebate. Hey, let's throw that right out the window. What about 0% money and you got to take that $4,000 off the top? That's what we're talking about.
And what's this going on all weekend?
It is going to be going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Guys, we'll be performing live from 8 a.m. until the last customer goes home all four of them days.
You know what that is? That's 24. Times four. That's 96 hours.
I didn't have my abacus out. I'm sorry.
It's a 96-hour sale going on this weekend at Midway. Andy, always a pleasure catching up with you.
Excellent. Good seeing you guys, too.
I'm feeling like a star. You can't stop my shine. I'm Bobby Cloud 9. My head's in the sky. I'm solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program, where lots is going on, of course, here with our friends at Shredder's Smoked Foods in the Conestoga Mall, the Husker Lunch going on. Stop by and join us Doug and Daddy show going until noon. Sean Callahan will be on hand. We'll talk with him on the show, and then we'll turn it over to the folks here at Schroeder's. So come out and enjoy their lunch of pulled pork and two sides for $5.99, and get anything you want, but that's the special today. Oh, so tasty here at Schroeder's Smoked Foods.
I want to remind you, too, Doug, the fall kickoff special is going on at Complete Nutrition. 30% off all protein powders. One protein powder is not on special. No, that's not right. They're all on special. The 30% off for a limited time only. All protein powders at Complete Nutrition are 30% off. Specifically designed protein powders designed to get you the results for what you need them for. They do different things. That's what they're there for. Whether it's a V-Core, whether it's Titan, whether it's Goliath. You want to build more muscle mass? You need the Goliath. Three sources of carbohydrates for sustained release. 690 calories, 45 grams of protein. Not sure which one will work best for you? That's why they've got trained professionals. They're waiting for you at Complete Nutrition. They want every one of their customers to look better, feel better, and perform better every day. Located just north of Sun Martin Kearney, or call them today at 308-338-1FIT or online. Check them out at CompleteNutrition.com.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
And our weekly chat with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Can you believe it? We are already into the final week of the high school football regular season. Can't believe it because we haven't had to put the parka on yet, but there are still some districts to be decided, still some playoff points to be decided, and Bob Jensen joins us as he does every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, it is. It's kind of hard to believe. You know, you say that every year, and I realize the older you get, faster things happen, or maybe I'm just slower, I don't know. But, you know, 8-week regular season, even with that ninth week, it just evaporates. And so we're down to the end. We're down to the end for a lot of people. One last shot at high school football glory before the playoffs start.
Robert, has there ever been a year in your memory since you've been involved in covering high school sports that you've been this far in the season and could wear shorts literally every one of the games this year?
Now, I would like to preface my remarks by saying that I am consistently dodging that city ordinance about me wearing shorts at all within the city limits. But having said that, yeah, we've had a spectacular fall, but, man, we paid such a heavy price last year, it ought to be nice for the next 20 to make up for what we went through last year.
How quickly we forget. Let's look back at a few of the games from last week. I have to think that one of the stories, this has been kind of a recurring theme almost every week, and I know it was the first 4 or 5 weeks. You know, big win for Gibbon Buffaloes, and we've talked about them, and we've talked about a lot of the area teams. But one of the teams that has really turned things around here and has beaten some great teams is Columbus in Class A. And what a ball game last week. You can fill us in if it was a record or not. I was told Dylan Lushen carried the ball 55 times in this football game. Yeah. What do you know about that game, and why is Columbus turning things around and winning football games?
Well, you said the two most important words, Dylan Lushen. Here's a kid who has been a varsity starter, and he's been a proven commodity. He was an outstanding two-way player as a junior. But, you know, this year they have just turned him loose, and his 55 carries is just an extraordinary number. It wouldn't matter if you're playing flag football. 55 carries in one night is a huge number. He is one of those kids. He doesn't look like anything special. He's 5'10", 185 or so, but he is absolutely fearless, and he's tough. I mean, you know, some kids want to think they're tough, and coach wants some of their kids to be tough. Well, this guy is tough, and he doesn't back down, and they've got a nice little mix because they have a quarterback that can throw it a little bit, and they have a veteran offensive line. And I know that Coach Cool and Coach Tomlin have got a look at Columbus, and that's turning out to be a good football team, and it's nice to see because Columbus football has not exactly rung the bell a lot over the course of the years, but it is ironic, you know, they play in Class B and they're kind of halfway middling, and then they move up to Class A and they're in the top 10, and they deserve to be.
Bob, a team we got the chance and opportunity to call last week was the Milford Eagles. Seem to have a lot of playmakers and just a good group of kids going through that school right now. I think they can compete for a C1 title.
Well, yeah, I Yeah, they're good. I don't know if they may be just a notch below that. We'll see. They're gonna win a couple playoff games though, and it's like we was talking last week. That quarterback, that Boone Anderson kid, you know, he's just got it. You know, some kids walk into a room and they fill it up, even at that young age. And he's a real mature kid. He's real sure of himself. I wouldn't say he's necessarily. If you say cocky, it always comes off bad. But he's got that arrogance you need to be an achiever, and he knows it's going to work. That Klein kid's a good player, and you know, Marty Hinks knows his way around a football field. You know, their coach has got a couple state championships in his pocket, and you know, he's kind of been pacing the floor waiting for this bunch to get to be seniors. There have been some, you know, fairly dark years for Milford football in the not so, you know, distant past. But these guys are players, and you know they're flying high right now. That's a good team they beat last week in Minden. And, you know, I don't think people need necessarily give up on Minden just quite yet. I think they're going to be just fine this week against Central Catholic, and I think once they get in the playoffs, Minden has got a chance to do some things in the playoffs.
We're talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, as we do every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Some other intriguing games from last week. Just to finish off the C1 thought, just a quick thought on Ogallala, because that seems to be the only other team that's going to fall in the West bracket after Battle Creek took a thumping last week. I'm not sure exactly what line that they're sitting on, but Ogallala seems to be the beast of the West since coming to C1 from Class B. What can you tell us about them for the teams around here that hope to compete in C1?
They're not big, but they're fast. They're used to winning. You know, Ogallala football has been pretty good over the last decade. I mean, some years it's been really good. You know, Chip Kay brought that program up to a real high level, and then when he went away, things kind of wobbled around for a little bit. Right now what they've got is they've got a bunch of athletic kids that are real confident. You know, they were district champions last year in Class B. I mean, it isn't like that, you know, they didn't do anything last year. I think a real big deal for Ogallala was when they beat Broken Bow. I think that was a big deal for Broken Bow, too, because I think Broken Bow's season changed at the same time for a different reason, them losing and Ogallala winning. But Ogallala's got some speed. They've got a lot of different ways they can hurt you on offense, and they fly to the ball on defense. And the one thing I hear from the coaches I talk to is that you can't ever take a down off against Ogallala, or something could happen. And so I don't know. They're good. Are they state champion good? I don't think that's the case. But they are capable of, you know, making a real run at being the team that comes out of the West.
Bob, two other teams are used to winning, and McCook and Adams Central played one heck of a football game. Maybe the team that's used to winning more in McCook came out on top.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, that was a game, actually, I liked Adams Central to win. It doesn't surprise me at all that it was close. I mean, nobody's going to say they expected it to be 1 point. But, you know, once again, what I will give McCook credit for, and Coach Gross and his guys down there, they are. They're winners. They're used to winning. And so is Adams Central. But, you know, they got down on a kickoff return. They're down 11 points when they've only scored three. You know, it would be easy to, you know, kind of wonder what was going on. But McCook hung in there, put together a couple fourth-quarter drives, got that late touchdown, and won the game. And those are two really good football teams. And, you know, the West, you know, Crete and Aurora are both going to wind up in the West in Class B. But, you know, that doesn't automatically mean there's not going to be anything else happen in that half of the bracket. And
yeah,
Adams Central and
yeah,
McCook.
It does. Yeah, it does.
Okay, look, it's a long month, okay? Let's try and not flash forward quite so fast. Both those teams could make something happen. I mean, you know, it's going to take a lot to beat either one of them, you know, Aurora or Crete. But those are both proven winners, and them producing a great game shouldn't have surprised anybody.
And, of course, this week, McCook takes on Holdridge. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, Bob, we go into this final week of the regular season. There are some districts that still have to be decided. What's the intriguing storyline going into this final week in your eyes?
Well, there's just a ton of them, because there are some things that are still at stake. I'll tell you what, as far as what I'm going to see, I'll start with that. Two games that really interest me this week, one of them has a local team at Grand Island and Lincoln Southeast. And Grand Island for as long as I can remember, certainly during Coach Tomlin's tenure, you know, has won a lot of games with his defense. Well, this year the defense has been spotty at times, but that offense has just been lights out. You know, and it's amazing because, you know, they're not necessarily going with the known commodities at the start of the season, but kids like Kawada, I mean, they've really stepped up and made that into a very dangerous football team. They're going to play Southeast down there, and I got to tell you, this is the kiss of death, but I like Grand Island to win that ball game. I you know, Southeast, I've seen them a couple times. Southeast is good. They're good. I just can't get myself to say they're great, though. And so I like that game. And another game that I'm going to go to, and that's not in our area, and that's going to be Ashland, Greenwood, and Wahoo. And I worry for Wahoo because they played their Super Bowl last week. They beat Bishop Newman. Looked good doing it by the accounts that I read and from what I have spoken to people about. While you're talking about C1, a team that maybe isn't getting talked about enough for somebody that's rated third in the state, and that's Ashland Greenwood. That is a really good football team, and they benefited from getting a guy back. You know, you go into a season, you know, you know what you've got for the most part. Well, one of the kids that they have on their team is a kid by the name of Jake Nicholson, and he's one of those classic high school stud players. He's 6 foot, 200 pounds. He's their fullback. He's their linebacker. And the addition of him alone has pushed that team from a good one. They were good last year to a team that's very good. I think they're going to take care of Wahoo, and I think that could very easily be a team that makes it to the quarterfinals, at least in the playoffs.
Bob Jensen of Husqvarna Prep joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, I could ask this question four times a week from friends back in my old stomping grounds of, you know, Bertrand Overton area. People in D1 want to know who is going to compete in the West with Overton to advance to Lincoln.
Well, I tell you what, it is amazing what has happened there at Overton this year. That is a really good, strong, physical football team. They aren't going to just walk through. I mean, that's how it comes down. But you know, I do find it interesting. When you look at that west half of what I think the bracket's going to look like, you got to look pretty hard. There is one unbeaten team in that half of the draw that could cause problems for Overton, and that is the South Loup Bobcats. That's right, my beloved South Loup Bobcats, of which I have a half a stake. They're unbeaten, and that's a good team. I don't know that they're great, but they're good. They're unbeaten. But really, when you look at the rest of that, I tell you what, I just don't see a team that should push Overton. And as far as Bertrand goes, I can tell you this. I know they're listening in the lunchroom at Sumner, okay? And Langan, this is for you, buddy. When I say, you know, Sumner, Tony, is probably going to come up with its game of the year. This is the Super Bowl of the season for Sumner. And they're coming hunting for your Vikings. Does that bother you at all?
Oh, I hope. We'll watch the Vikings run away from them.
Hey, are you still there?
Jim Langan's a good friend. I like Jim Langan a lot. I think, you know, it comes down to man on man. There's more talent on the Vikings.
Well, in coaching. Obviously, in coaching. Bob Jensen with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's give a shout-out to Sutton. Here's a football team that has finally turned things around, and they do it after Mike Schopp leaves to go to Cambridge, and hopefully we'll be back in the mix. But Sutton's 5-2. They get their beat down by Hastings St. Cecilia this week. But the big game, I think we've touched all the classes now except D2, and the big game obviously this week, Sargent and the Kozel boys taking on Eddie Carr's Mullen Broncos. The first, which is unbelievable and unfortunate, that Sargent's first test of the year comes in week 8. They're kind of like Overton is in D1. Now, Overton on paper was to be challenged by 3 or 4 of the teams that they played this year, and they just waxed them all. What can you tell us about this Sargent-Mullen matchup? It sounds to me like Sargent's still the prohibitive favorite here. What does Mullen have?
Well, okay, that's interesting because actually where I go, my story with this goes back to Mullen because I talked to Coach Mike Brown this summer down at the 8-man All-Star game, and I've told this story a couple times. Brownie I've known for a long time, and he's not going to say a whole lot any time about anything. But I did ask him, I said, you got quite a few players coming back. Got four all-district players, and there's Zach Colley, ran for 1,200 yards last year. The Keneally boy is an outstanding tight end. He's a two-time all-conference basketball player. I said, you know, it looks like you got to be good. And he goes, well, you know, they're pretty average high school football players, which must mean the other six guys are really good because Mullen has absolutely splattered everybody they played. Sargent hasn't been tested all year long. I mean, it's you're right, it is sad. These teams are to this point in the season, and I still don't know that they absolutely can be certain what they have. What they do have, I know at Sargent, is speed, and they have a brilliant set of skill players. And you know, one of the things I like is lines that can move. That line of theirs is athletic. You know, and the thing about, you know, I've had people ask, well, you know, it's a long ways to Mullen. Well, yeah, it is a long ways to Mullen. But when you're in Sargent, man, you're driving an hour to get a loaf of bread. I don't think it's going to bother them a whole lot, okay? I think that's going to be a really good ball game. I think there'll be a lot of points. I think, you know, anybody that thinks that Sargent's going to win by a huge margin, I think might be in for a surprise because Mullen is going to line up tight. They're going to try and run the ball and keep the ball away from Sargent. I still think, you know, both teams are going to score a lot. I think it's a game in the 30s, and I think Sargent wins it.
Well, it should be some really good football teams are playing for their playoff lives, so we're going to see a couple of games that should be interesting. Ravenna has put themselves back into the play of things with a couple of key wins here late in the season and winning the district. So now Kearney Catholic will play Blue Hill. Tony and I will see that game Thursday on KKPR. Kearney High takes on Lincoln North Star, the Bearcats. Would like to play three quarters, I think, instead of four this year. They haven't had as much success. That fourth quarter has nipped them. And last thought, Bob, can you tell us anything about this Lincoln North Star team? Coach Waller brings them in for a Kearney squad that still has a chance to win the district.
Yeah, that's true. That district that Kearney's in is just a mess. There's a lot of things that could happen there here this last week of the season. North Star's got a good program. That's a program that took a lot longer to get started than the one at Southwest did when they both got introduced into the mix. But North Star's kind of found its legs. They've been in the playoffs. They've won playoff games. They've got this kid Brady Bowles at quarterback, who's a real good athlete. You know, they're going to cause Kearney some problems. And I, as I've said all along, I don't know that Kearney's the kind of team that has a big margin for error. I think when they play the very best teams, that maybe they kind of got to play pretty close to as good as they can. I don't have any reason to doubt that that won't be the case this week. You know, I expect Kearney to play well. And I just want to say this one thing, this other thing about the Kearney Catholic game. Nobody wants to play Kearney Catholic right now. Those young kids have matured, and they paid a pretty heavy price in the month of September. But they're playing really good, and that's going to be one of those teams. I got to here we go again. But I like them to win. I think Kearney Catholic can win that ball game. Ed Littler and I had a little discussion about. I wouldn't really call it a discussion. He was yelling at me when we were talking, but a discussion about Kearney Catholic winning that game. And if Kearney Catholic can get in the playoffs, I'm telling you, get the right draw, and that's going to be a dangerous team.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. Bob, we appreciate the time as always. Look forward to speaking with you next week about playoffs. Is that possible? Playoffs already?
Playoffs?
Playoffs?
Absolutely. It'll be fun.
We'll have some Schroeders for you, buddy. Have a good day.
You do that for me.
Take care. Bob Jensen. And Prep Report. You can always check it out online as well as we are here getting ready for our Husker lunch. Sean Callahan is going to be speaking to the folks here about Husker football. You still have time to come down. We're in Grand Island at Schroeder's Smoke Foods. Love to have you join us here today and talk a little Huskers, talk Texas, talk Oklahoma State, talk what is going on with Taylor Martinez, what's going on with Niles Paul. Anything you want to talk about with Husker football, Sean Callahan is here for you. If you can't make it today, and if you're listening back in Kearney, don't forget, anytime you can order from Godfather's Pizza and save money doing it by going online at godfatherspizza.com. Their lunch buffet is served from 11 to 2 every day, only $6.50, $6.50, including a salad bar. Or if you want to just pick it up or have it delivered, they do that for you as well. 234-9444, 234-9444. If you're dining in, over 140 seats in their new double dining room up there. You can have all your favorite pizzas, your calzones, whatever you enjoy. You can sit back and watch ESPN television and all the sporting events that are on. Godfather's Pizza in Kearney is located on North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza. And don't forget, save money if they want you to by going online, godfatherspizza.com.
www.bobjensen.com. And we'll be back with more after this.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Greenberg, and I want to make sure you're aware of a new, better way to have business meetings. The old way, you needed to be on the phone, or you needed to be looking face-to-face with another person. But the new, better way, you can meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting. It's like meeting in person, but it takes less time, and it's much less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so they can follow along as you move from page to page. Use GoToMeeting to host a sales presentation, product demo, or training session, and with GoToMeeting brought to you by Citrix, you can host as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. I've seen this thing. It's unbelievable, and here's how you can get it. For our listeners only, you can try GoToMeeting absolutely free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free, and here's how you do it. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com. Try it free, and don't forget the promo code Mike.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see sunny skies across the area through the day today with high temperatures in the upper 70s. Winds will also stay to the west-northwest at about 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies will then remain clear tonight with a low of 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 61.
Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation Live at Schroeder's Smoke Food to the Conestoga Mall for our Husker Lunch brought to you by Complete Nutrition. And don't forget, folks, that we've got some emails to get to. We're going to talk with Sean Callahan for just a little bit. If you're in Grand Island, we invite you to come out. It's free, but you're going to want lunch. And it's only $5.99 for pulled pork and two sides. You can have anything you want off the menu, but that's the special today here at Schroeder's Smoke Foods, located on the east side of Conestoga Mall here. Big sign out front. Can't miss it. We would love to have you come in and enjoy a great lunch today and talk some Husker football while you're doing it. Sean Callahan on hand to break down what's going on with the Huskers and answer all of your questions. A rare opportunity, folks. We do it every Wednesday. We've moved around the Tri-Cities, but your opportunity, obviously, to talk to Sean and ask questions and get them all answered. Did you watch Big Red wrap-up last night?
Did not watch Big Red wrap-up last night. I'm done with the Texas game. I've had to move on.
I just figured you probably want a little of the analysis there. So, hey, you can always hook up with your friends and have a little analysis going on at O'Malley's. It's Wednesday night, and, of course, that means burger night at O'Malley's. You get $2 burgers, $1.50 fries, and $1.50 draws. You can even get onion chips if you want. From 5 to 8:30, burger night is their form of a stimulus package because it's good and it doesn't cost you a lot of money. Come down and enjoy happy hour. Say hi to Bethany, Shannon. You know what they did last night? They had a big corporate meeting at O'Malley's. My insiders say everybody was there, and they are just ecstatic about how things are going and making improvements at O'Malley's, and the staff they have is as good as it's ever been, and they're just looking forward to folks coming in every single day. You come in and watch the Husker game if you want.
Come in before UNK games, after UNK games, meet your friends, meet new friends. It's all right there at O'Malley's. They're open for you, and, of course, tonight on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. It's their Wednesday night burger night. They've been doing it for years. They were the first ones to do it, and they do it the best at O'Malley's. $2 burgers, $1.50 fries or onion chips, $1.50 draws from 5 to 8:30 at O'Malley's on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Before we talk to Sean Callahan here on the air, Tony, a few other notes that's going on. I want to get to an email here. Let's go to Adam in Holdridge, who wrote us a book, so let me do the best I can. He says, unlike some Husker fans, I'm not ready to give up on the team. All of the realistic preseason goals are still ahead of us. North title, Big 12 title, and a BCS bowl. You can't have a season worth of mistakes in a single game and expect to win. Oh, and nice email, Sooner Steve. If Texas plays as mistake-free in the world's largest bad guy gathering, the Red River rivalry, your beloved Sooners would lose. I know, ifs and buts. But if Texas this, and if Nebraska just catches her touchdowns, if the camera never pans over the Sooner section at ball games, then dental professionals across the country don't begin weeping uncontrollably. I think that's a shot at Oklahoma fans. There is no whining coming from this Husker fan. There is only hatred of all things Longhorns and now Sooners. Adam in Holdridge. Appreciate it, Adam. You can email the Dead Popper inbox anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Always appreciate the emails. We'll try and pass along questions. I know John's got a question waiting for Sean here about the recruits and how they handle things in the capital city this weekend with the Huskers losing the way they did.
Here's another disturbing story. Brian Bosworth, the Boz, psycho man, and former actor, Oklahoma tight end Steven Alexander, have told Yahoo Sports that former North Carolina assistant coach, former Oklahoma assistant coach, former Nebraska assistant coach John Blake introduced them to agent Gary Wishart. Blake's relationship with the agent is part of the focus of the investigation in North Carolina. North Carolina Secretary of State's office. He resigned from North Carolina. Bosworth tells Yahoo that Blake, who was an assistant at Oklahoma in the mid-1980s, introduced him to the agent and set up all his meetings with the agent. Former Oklahoma tight end Steven Alexander also told Yahoo that Blake set up his meeting with the agent. Your thoughts?
Well, it's becoming more and more apparent. There's a reason why people like John Blake. It wasn't for his stellar personality. I mean, it's obvious now. There were envelopes full of cash. There was everything wrong with what's wrong with college athletics. John Blake's the poster boy for that. He's going to take a fall. You don't expect to see him around, but he's a bad guy.
Sean Callahan. Sean Callahan joins us. Sean, what do you make of this? And you had some doings with John Blake when he was on the staff, kind of when you were getting going. He was here. What do you think of the man? And what about all the? I mean, I got to think that everything right now is true that he is being accused of. I mean,
yeah, I knew John Blake really well. I talked to him a lot while he was here at Nebraska, and never once did I ever hear of any of this stuff like that you're hearing now. So, I mean, obviously, if it's going on in any extent anywhere he's been at, I mean, it's kept pretty hush-hush. But, no, I mean, part of me, I know John cares for the kids, and he's a great recruiter, built great bonds with kids, but this whole NFL agent thing, I mean, that's a whole different deal. I mean, you're talking about players on campus with that going on. You're not talking about recruits. I think you're talking more about guys that are already in the program, you know, going on to the NFL. So I don't know if it necessarily falls into the recruiting, and I think it falls more into the current players that he's working with on a team.
Well, Sean, that's obviously the ugly side of things. The ugly side of things for Nebraska football was, well, most of last Saturday. Other than the punt return, most of last Saturday we can say was ugly. Have the players in your mind forgotten last Saturday and moved past that?
You know, we'll find out. They don't have much time to think about it. I mean, you're talking about going on the road and playing a very good Oklahoma State team in Stillwater. This will not be an easy challenge for this team. Nebraska, you know, for Oklahoma State, it's a huge game, homecoming game. You know, I think the problem with this team is when they start to win and get things going, they almost kind of buy into their own hype too quickly, and they need to get away from that. They need to, you know, just every game. I mean, last year we saw they beat Missouri, and then the Texas Tech game, The next week, everyone's expecting big things. They laid an egg, and they laid an egg against Iowa State. This year, really similar. You know, they go on the road. They beat Kansas State, big Thursday night win. Supposed to beat Texas in Memorial Stadium, and then they lay an egg. I just think this team mentally needs to get it figured out.
We talked with Mitch Sherman on the show on Monday. Do you think he kind of mentioned that Nebraska put all their eggs in one basket with the national coverage, the recruits read out around the world? Is there going to be any backlash from all of this since they lost?
Well, the recruiting weekend, there weren't a lot of recruits there. I mean, there were a lot of recruits there, but no one committed. But a part of it was they really didn't push hard for commits. The two main guys, Cyrus Hobby and Aaron Green, were four-star guys. They still feel really good about Aaron Green coming to Nebraska, I think. I mean, that guy, everyone would be shocked if he didn't come. But, you know, in a way, it kind of did remind you of the USC 07 game with Nebraska, how much Nebraska put into that game. That was like the all-in game for Bill Callahan for this year. That game was the all-in game for Bo Pelini and his staff. And we'll find out what kind of effect it's going to have on this team here over the next few weeks.
Sean, talking to players, do you ask them about, in practice, do these guys catch balls? It doesn't seem to be that difficult of a, you know, to go down and drop eight balls is just unacceptable. To drop two passes is unacceptable.
It's mental. It's all mental. I mean, I think Texas was in Nebraska's head. I really do. They got down 10-0, and from that point on, I think Texas was in the head of this football team saying that we still own you guys. And they kept thinking about making that big play, and they couldn't do it. I mean, you drop eight passes in a football game. Rex Burkhead has never made a mistake in his career. He's never fumbled a football, to my knowledge. I've never seen him drop a pass like that before. So I think it's clearly a situation where Texas is in the head of this football program.
Well, obviously, when it comes to Nebraska fans, there's the highest high and they're the lowest low. There's not a hole in between, and we went from highest high to lowest low in about a week here. It's not as bad as it seems. What do you think is going to happen on Saturday? We've discussed, we've made predictions, we've talked about it. The teams that Nebraska has played that has had bad defenses, they've taken care of big time. And Washington and Kansas State, both on the road. Oklahoma State's defense is absolutely horrible. And then they score 34 points against Texas Tech last week, which looks impressive. That's their lowest output of the year. And Nebraska's secondary, obviously, a lot better. I got a good feeling about the game. If this is the team that we all thought it was a month ago.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, Oklahoma State, in a way, is a paper tiger. They played nobody in the non-conference. I mean, their marquee wins were Troy, Washington State, Louisiana Lafayette. I mean, they didn't really have a marquee non-conference win to get to 4-0.
Tulsa.
They beat Oklahoma State. They beat A&M on a Thursday night game in Stillwater. A&M's not a good football team. Gerard Johnson gave them that game. And the win against Texas Tech opened your eyes, but Iowa State beat Texas Tech, guys. So they're 6-0, but they should be 6-0 realistically with that schedule. I think this is the first true test they're going to see. They haven't played a defense like Nebraska's. The secondary of Nebraska matches up so well with their receivers and what they want to do. The key is Kendall Hunter. Nebraska needs to stop Kendall Hunter, and you've got to think that Mike Gundy is going to go heavy doses of Kendall Hunter early to see what he can do on this defense to get them off balance.
Yeah, because Daddy, remember, it was Jake Locker at Washington, it was Daniel Thomas at Kansas State. They didn't have other options like Oklahoma State does.
No, absolutely. I think you're right. I think everybody's saying how good the secondary is. What do you make of the defensive line play at Nebraska so far to this point in the year, John?
A couple of things stood out to me on Saturday. They didn't substitute at all. And we heard all year about Nebraska, they were going to substitute guys in. Well, to my knowledge, I didn't see Terrence Moore come in. I didn't see Thaddeus Randall come in. I didn't see Josh Williams come in. I don't know if you guys did or not, but I didn't notice them come in. And I think the D-line looked worn down. They got pushed off the ball. Every play, it seemed like they were getting pushed back about a yard or two. And, you know, they were still holding their ground after that yard or two, but they were still consistently giving Texas 3 to 4 yards on the ground on running plays and putting them in manageable downs and distances. So I think it's a concern. Nebraska is 118th or 19th in the nation in tackles for loss this year. The D-line only had one tackle for loss against Texas. It was a one-yard loss by Cameron Meredith.
Okay. I was going to say Steinkuhler was back there.
So, I mean, they're not getting those disruptive plays in the backfield. You know, Sue would take those guys and punch them back 4 yards. You're not seeing guys doing that, disrupting the play like last year's defensive line and then with only one linebacker on the field, Lamonte David. He's making a lot of tackles, but he should be making a lot of tackles. I think this defense is really talented, but when the secondary can't play into it, I think you're seeing some of their flaws.
Sean Callahan with us here at Schroeder Smoke Foods. Grand Island Conestoga Mall. Come out. He's going to be talking to the crowd here for our Husker lunch. Check out Schroeder's. Pick up your lunch special. Pulled pork, couple of sides, only $5.99 a day. Or you can have anything off the menu because it's all outstanding. Sean, well, before we wrap this portion of the program up, we're always looking for the quotes and trying to hear from everybody. It may have been a throwaway line, but I guess it just stuck out to me because you actually asked Sean Watson towards the end of him speaking out in the lobby, Texas is five-man front. Was that new, or is that something that they – and he kind of cut you off and says, well, no, that's something we've been doing all along. And the more – they've been doing all along. The more I thought about that, I thought, why do we have so much trouble if that's what they've been doing all along?
I still don't buy that because Chip Brown told me after the game from OrangeBloods.com, a colleague of mine, that they brought this new five-man front into this game. They weren't doing that all year. I don't know.
That's why I went, what? And then yesterday, did Bo Pelini know that Eric Hague returned that punt for a touchdown? Because everybody said, we're going to use Eric Hague in special teams. Well, no, he doesn't do that. We don't put him back there. Of course, he's just dropping back in that situation.
And I know everyone's talking about this still on the punts. I mean, why don't you have two guys back there, three guys back there, in a situation like what they were doing on Saturday? I mean, just having – and Niall Paul even said that Rex Burkhead – was ready to be like the close man to start field. I mean, it sent him out there. I mean, the field position they lost with their poor ability to field punts was crucial. When you put your offense back on the 4-yard line, the 5-yard line versus the 30, I mean, that's a huge difference in a game like that.
Oh, the field position from the start of the game.
They still didn't put Cody Green in.
Yeah, I figured once they go inside the 5, they usually put Cody Green in. Hey, go deal with that, kid.
The biggest play to me of the game was Texas winning the coin toss, saying we're going to put our defense on the field first and make your offense come into the wind. And from that point on, they sent the message to Taylor Martinez that, hey, buddy, this isn't Kansas State or Washington. This is Will Muschamp's defense, and you're not going to get these yards. You're going to be throwing into the wind, and they get that 10-0 lead with Nebraska going into the wind. I just think that was too much for them to overcome at that point.
How's he handling the mental side of things right now?
You know, as much as I do, because this kid doesn't talk. I mean, That's
bad news if you're a quarterback, Sean. You know what? We found out what a weirdo Harrison Beck was after he left. You know, let's be honest. What was the first thing he did? He ran to a garage and grabbed a guitar with his three little buddies. You know, weird, weird kid. Is Taylor Martinez a weird
kid? You know, he's a hard guy to read. Even as a recruit, he didn't do interviews. I mean, I tell the story, Big Red Rathbub, I have a recruit on me every week on this show. All season, he didn't return my call once. When I tried to get him on, I tried 4 or 5 times, and he never once came on with us, never returned a message or anything. I mean, that's just how he is. He doesn't like the spotlight, doesn't like to talk. I did find it interesting that Bo did come out on Monday and say if he did it over again, he wouldn't have probably pulled Martinez. And you just don't hear Bo do that very often. I think that gives you an idea of how fragile his this kid's psyche is, you know, that Bo had to come out and say that for kid's sake because – you know, Bo doesn't do that very often. When Bo makes a personnel decision, he's not going to second-guess it on Monday morning.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com here at the Conestoga Mall. Sean, a lot to talk about. Okie State coming up this week. I think it's going to be a good game for Big. If it's not, then I'm really worried that this is what happened though, when the last regime went down the toilet. And I don't think that's what's going to happen with the coaching staff, but Let me ask you one more thing, and this could be all rumor. Are there grumblings behind closed doors? Coaches not seeing eye to eye, players not getting along. All of a sudden you have a loss and people start saying, well, you know, these guys, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I think it's too early to say. You know, a win cures everything. If they go out and win this week, everything's back to normal. But if they lose and the same problems are out there, I think then you got to start looking around more and scratching your head about some things. But I do think it's a little too early to say that there could be potential issues or problems. This is not just out of seven. I mean, Nebraska is still ranked 13th in the country right now. It's still a good football team that can go 11-1 or 10-2. They're going to be favored the rest of their way out here, their final 6 games, I think. I mean, even
if they keep winning.
You know, even the Missouri game in Lincoln, I think they'll be favored if they lose this. I mean, I really think Nebraska, these next 2 weeks, if they can get through these 2 weeks 2-0, you're still looking at an 11-1, 10-2 at worst situation.
Outstanding. Daddy, we're not going to lose this week.
No, I don't think we're going to lose this week.
We see Daddy at Eskimo Joe's down in Stillwater this week.
No. No, every game I go to, we lose. I'm done going. I just got to stay away and watch them.
All right. I was hoping I'd see you drinking the 3-2 beer down in Oklahoma.
Dominating. Sean will be speaking here. Thanks for giving us time. We'll switch it over here in just a sec.
All right, thanks, guys.
Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and remind you as we go to break, the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are fed by the fine folks at Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We're back with more. We invite you here in Grand Island. Come out and join us at Schroeder's Smoked Foods. We're about ready to get the program underway with Sean Callahan. We'll be right back.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue, north of Sunmart. 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348. Or CompleteNutrition.com.
Complete Nutrition.
Remember when life was simple? Well, sure, times have changed, so you try to make your life easier. What's unexpected is you'll get that help from a bank. At Platte Valley State Bank, we understand our customers' lives. That's why we offer simple checking products, online banking, extended hours, and phone banking. We know the more complicated life becomes, the more you'll appreciate banking with us. At Platte Valley State Bank, we'll save you time and make your banking easier.
Member FDIC.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
Things up here on this Wednesday. Don't forget, we're busy the next couple of days as well. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Dave Hunziker on Friday. He is the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. We go to the Daily Oklahoman.
Brandon Chapman going to join us tomorrow, I believe, on the show. So we're looking forward to that. So.
Also on the show tomorrow, we're going to be talking Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We'll be on the program tomorrow. Chuck Dummer, our friend from Pheasants Forever. They're getting ready for their youth mentor hunt. He's going to be in tomorrow, and so a lot more state cross country is rolling in. Tonight, the Husker volleyball team is hosting Texas Tech. You can hear it on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Hastings volleyball is at Nebraska Wesleyan. Tri-City Storm, we're going to have Coach Shenick on the program next week, but they made a trade, and I guess for us, again, we follow hockey. We know the players a little bit, but this is kind of eye-opening. They get rid of this Tucker Brockett kid that they really loved, and Matt Fries, and they acquire a forward from Chicago in Derek Angeli. It's a two-for-one trade here. Angeli is good or better than Tucker, and they're looking for more physicality. And
he likes to fight. That's what I want. More fights.
He likes to thump it along a little bit, so he's coming in. We're here in Grand Island, home of the Nebraska Danger Daddy, and their tryouts are coming out this weekend. Again, we can't get you convinced to try out the Andor League.
No, unless I could kick some extra points for him.
Well, I didn't get to read the whole email I got this morning, but it sounds like one of the guys in the office is going to be trying out for the team. Not our office, in the Danger office. So that's interesting. But if you're interested in making the Danger roster, it's coming up this Sunday at the 4-H Expo building at Fauner Park. Of course, they'll be playing out there in the event center. 8 a.m. registration, 9 to noon for the tryouts. Good night in high school volleyball last night. Kearney Catholic, Hastings, Central Catholic, Northwest, Grand Island Senior High, all winners. Grand Island plays for the conference championship tomorrow. Schroeder Smoked Food, our Husker lunch underway. Folks are eating, and Sean Callahan's about ready to talk to the troops here. So don't forget that if you've got a chance, swing on in, even if you can only catch it for a few minutes, have a late lunch. We're here at Schroeder's Smoked Foods. And that's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Unless, Merritt, you got something we need to talk about?
Nope, not really.
That's good. Glad to hear it. Thanks, Merritt. They don't call him the best producer director in the business for nothing. Thank God. We want to thank Sean Callahan for joining us on the show today. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. Brady Bonzel, UNK cross country coach, and our weekly Loper Link as they get ready to head into the meat of their fall season. As we said, tomorrow, Chuck Dummer, Festus Forever, is going to talk about one of the great youth mentor hunts that's as huge as any in the area or the state. He joins us tomorrow. Joe DeMayo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Plus, Oklahoma State football.
Yeah, Brandon Chapman, Daily Oklahoma, also is going to join us as well.
All right, we are going to our Husker lunch here at Schroeder Smoked Foods. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.